Welcome to another eye-opening episode of Revealing the Truth About Islam, the radio show that shines the light of truth into the darkness of Islam. Exposing the lies of Muhammad, exposing the errors in the Quran. It's Revealing the Truth About Islam. And now, here's your host, author, conference speaker, and Islamic expert, Usama Dakhtar.
And hello and greetings to you in the name of our Lord and our Savior, Jesus Christ. It is our joy to have you with us as we continue our study of commentaries on the Quran. Today we'll look at one more parable, which is not actually a parable because simply, according to the interpretation of Muslim scholars to that passage in the Quran, we discovered that it is actually a true story. Something really happened. And if that's the case, so how can these verses of the Quran be a parable? This is a great evidence that not only Allah and Muhammad do not know what is the real meaning for the word parable, but even the Muslim scholars do not know. And to prove our point, let's move on to our passage, and that is what is written in Quran chapter 36, beginning from verse 13. And before we read that passage, let me read to you that which is written in the bold statement of my translation. This is a strange parable made up by Muhammad. What village? Who are the messengers? Who was the man in the city? What was the message? Obviously, we can ask more questions and no one can figure out the answers. But as usual, Muslim scholars will fabricate an interpretation as if they know what Allah meant by what he said better than Muhammad and his angel Jibreel. First, let me read to you that which is written in Quran chapter 36, beginning from verse 13. Allah said, and give them a parable of the companion of the village when the messengers came to them, when we sent to them too, so they denied them. So we strengthened them with a third. So they said, surely we are sent to you. They said, you are not except humans like us. And the merciful did not send down anything, but you are only liars. They said, our Lord knows that surely we are sent to you, and our duty is nothing except the clear delivering. They said, surely our bird, and the word bird actually is like the word omen or bad luck. Surely our omen is in you. If you do not cease, we will surely stone you, and surely you will be touched with a painful torment from us. They said, your bird, your omen is with you. What if you are reminded? Yet you are an extravagant people. And a man came from the far part of the city, striving. He said, oh my people, follow the messengers. Follow those who do not ask a wage from you, and they are guided. And why should I not serve him who created me and to whom you will be returned? Will I take gods without him? Should the merciful desire to afflict me, their intercession will not avert anything from me, nor will they deliver me. Surely then I am in an obvious error. Surely I believed in your Lord. So hear me. It was said, enter the garden. He said, I wish my people knew about what my Lord has forgiven me, and he made me of the honorable. And we did not send down troops from the heavens on his people after him, nor were we the sender. It was only a single shout, so they were extinguished. Oh, regret upon the servant. No messenger came to them except they were scoffing at him. Now, if you just read these verses from the Quran, obviously, you will not know what in the world Allah is talking about. That's why we challenge the Muslim believers to answer the simplest question we can ask about this true account according to the great Muslim scholars. Once again, what is the name of the village which Allah sent the two messengers? And he strengthened them with the third messenger. Who are these messengers? Who is that secret believer who ran from one side of the city to the other side to urge his people to believe the messengers? What was the message of the messengers? And believe me, my friends, I can ask 10 more questions and the answer will be Allah knows best. But what is so important about that parable is that when Muslim scholars fabricated an interpretation to this passage, they are telling me that this is a true account. This thing really happened. We know who is the one who sent the messengers. Even though Allah in the Quran said, the Lord, that is as we read in verse 17, and gave them, Allah here speaking to Muhammad, a parable of the companion of the village when the messengers came to them. Notice, the messengers said, our Lord know that surely we are sent to you. Who is that Lord? As it is stated in verse 15. That is what's blowing my mind. We're talking about the Lord Jesus Christ. We're talking about his disciples. We're talking about the city of Antioch. We're talking about real names given by so-called Muslim scholars. How can this be a parable? I'm amazed in the 21st century how many Muslims mock the idea that Paul is a true messenger or a true apostle. They actually believe that the apostle Paul is the one who invented the Christianity which we the Christian today believe in. There was no such a thing as Jesus as God or he died on the cross and rose from the dead. This was the creation of the new Christianity by the apostle Paul, not realizing that this foolish understanding of who Paul is does not fit with the reality of the rest of the teaching of the apostle. Because the same message the apostle Paul taught in his letters in the New Testament, it is the same message given by the rest of the apostles. John is no different than Paul, Peter is no different than Paul, and the rest of the disciples, they all taught the same message of who Jesus is and what Jesus did. But somehow, as we dig deep into the interpretation of this passage of Quran chapter 36, beginning from verse 13, we discover that it is the Lord Jesus who sent these messengers to the city of Antioch. So how can the scholars of Islam speak of the Apostle Paul as a true messenger sent by Jesus Christ to the city of Antioch, and in the same time the Muslims of the year 2024 believe that the Apostle Paul invented the Christianity which all Christians believe in? Don't forget now that even if we do not have the New Testament, not one page of the New Testament, we can find the truth of the gospel of Jesus Christ and every ideology we Christians believe in throughout the pages of the Old Testament, because Christianity is not something invented by the Apostle Paul or Peter or John or somebody else. It was actually the fulfillment of that which was written for hundreds of years, over 300 prophecies throughout the Old Testament. So let us examine together the interpretation of this parable by so-called Muslim scholars. Al-Tabari said, Allah is speaking to Muhammad, asking Muhammad to give the parable about the companion in the village. And it was mentioned, it was Antioch. First of all, we know for sure that Jesus did not send any of his disciples to Antioch. Second, we ask a question. How big is that village of Antioch? Is it a small village? Now, to prove that Muslim scholars did not know what is Antioch, according to the Quran chapter 36 and verse 13, Allah stated, it is a village. Now, if you do a quick search online, you'll be surprised that the city of Antioch is one of the largest cities in the Roman Empire in the country of Turkey. The least number we can figure out during Jesus' time were 200,000 people, or it can be up to 500,000 people. That is more than all the Arabs who lived in Muhammad's days in the Saudi Arabia Peninsula. So how can Allah call it a village when in reality it is a large city? Now, Isa, son of Mary, according to the great Muslim scholar Al-Tabari, sent two messengers to that village of Antioch. Then Al-Tabari added that there was a pharaoh by the name Abtihas, son of Abtihas, used to serve idols, and he used to live in the city of Antioch. Wait a minute. Was it a village or a city? Did the messengers which Isa, son of Mary, sent to a Pharaoh live in Antioch, or he sent to the people of Antioch? Because when you read the verse of the Quran, it does not mention anything about any Pharaoh who lived in Antioch. You see, in reality, when we search knowledge online, shocking to the bones of every Muslim scholar, we discovered that there was never a Pharaoh live in Antioch. Not in Jesus' days, not before, not after. You see, this propaganda interpretation, which I simply call fabrication to the word of Allah of the Quran by Muslim scholars, can fit maybe a century ago. But today, you cannot make up stuff anymore because we have access to knowledge. And the more we investigate what Allah said in the Quran, the more we find the errors of the Quran, and the more we search the fabrication, the interpretation of so-called Muslim scholars, the more we found also more errors of so-called Muslim scholars.
Muslims claim that the Quran is the final revelation of Allah to mankind, a perfect book given to us through Muhammad. Islam challenges that, upon reading the Quran, the seeker is at once convinced that it is the very word of Allah. Muslims declare that no mere man could have written such a perfect collection of verses, covering a wide variety of topics, events, and doctrines. Within the pages of the Quran, one will find familiar events and people such as the creation, the flood, Adam and Eve, Noah, Abraham, Moses, and Jesus. But even the casual reader will notice distinct and striking differences between the Quranic and the much older biblical accounts of the same topics. Muslim apologists will contend that it is the Bible which has been corrupted. The Straight Wave Grace Ministry is pleased to announce the release of a challenging and thought-provoking two-volume book series titled Exposing the Truth About the Quran. Containing over 800 pages of detailed research, the author examines these claims through careful comparisons of Quranic, biblical, historical, and archaeological records. The reader will soon discover that the Quran does not even agree with itself and is completely at odds with biblical and historical accounts. Exposing the Truth About the Quran, Volumes 1 and 2, are available now. After 14 centuries of blind adherence, now is the time for critical and thoughtful examination. Visit us online at www.thestraightway.org to order your copy today. Case discounts are also available. And now, back to our show.
Now, Al-Tabari does not give us the third name of those messengers whom Isa, son of Mary, the meant Jesus, sent to the village of Antioch. But Ibn Kathir gave us the third name, and that was the interpretation to Quran chapter 36 and verse 14. For in Ibn Kathir's interpretation, we know that Ibn Jarir said that Ibn Sulayman, that the names of the original two messengers were Shimon and Yohanna, that is John. And the name of the third messenger was Bolus, that is Paul. And once again, and he gave us the name of the village is Antakya, that is Antioch. And amazingly, that Muslim scholars can tell us what was the message of these three messengers, but somehow Allah forgot to mention. And here is the message which they were sent by. These three messengers said, "We were sent to you from your Lord who created you, and he commanded you to serve him alone without having any partner with him." Once again, Abu al-Aliya and Qatada assured us that they were the messengers of the Christ, peace be upon him, to the people of Antioch, not to some Pharaoh who lived in Antioch. Notice the reading of the rest of the following verses fit perfectly as a copy to that which Muhammad always inserted in his Quran. That is how people react to whenever a messenger comes to them. For in verse 15, we read, they said, "You are not except human like us, and the merciful did not send down anything, but you are only liars." Once again, I do not know where Muhammad come up with the idea that if God would send a messenger, that messenger must be something more than a human. Did these three messengers told the people of Antioch, "We are angels? We are greater than human?" No. So why do you think the reaction of the people would be in such words? Why Muhammad repeats the same words with every other messenger he put his story in the Quran? When in reality, when we read the Bible. We never see this response of the people whom we read the true biblical account about. So if you go to the story of Abraham, if you go to the story of Noah, if you go to the story of Lot, if you go to the story of Moses, if you go to the whatever story you read in the Quran, people always answer, oh, you're just human, you're not angels. But if I read the same names in the biblical account, you will never see that reaction. It is just few words in sentences Muhammad loved to repeat throughout the Quran. Those people told the messengers, oh, you are bringing us bad luck, which is evil omen. No, 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 no. Your evil omen is only on you. We did not bring you bad luck. And amazingly, once again, Muhammad repeat a passage which we have read in the story of Moses about such secret believers who will run from one end of the town to the other end of the town to beg people, please listen to the messengers. Please believe in them. And that is what is written in verse 20. And a man came from the far part of the city striving. He said, oh, my people, follow the messengers. Notice, in the beginning of the Quran, that is in verse 13, Allah said that the messengers were sent to a village. Ashab al-Qariya, the companion of the village. Somehow the village grew between verse 13 and verse 20, and now it became a city. That is when Allah said, Ja'a min aqsa al-Madina, came from the further away of the city. Somehow Muhammad or those who helped him to write the Quran did not have any editing whatsoever to their fabricated verses of the Quran. Any person will edit the Quran, will correct so many errors there. Is it a village or is it a city? Because Qarya is not Medina and Medina is not a Qarya. A village is not a city and a city is not a village. By the way, the same verse was repeated in Quran chapter 28 and verse 20. And a man from the remotest part of the city came running. He said, oh Moses, surely the leaders are consulting to kill you, so get out of it. Same verse. And in both cases, Quran chapter 36 and Quran chapter 28, we do not know who is that man. But amazingly, somehow Muslim scholars can give us names. Yes, indeed. For according to the interpretation of the great Muslim scholar, Ibn Kathir, he told us that the name of this man is Habib, son of Sari. Ibn Abbas told us that his name is Habib al-Najjar, the carpenter. Amazingly, even though Mr. Habib tried hard to encourage his people to believe in the message of the messengers, which we do not know what it is, somehow he defended his belief in Allah. And that is what he said in verses 22 to 25. That is when he said, and why should I not serve him who created me and to whom you will be returned? Will I take gods without him? Should the merciful desire to afflict me, their intercession will not avert anything from me, nor will they deliver me. Now, Muslim scholars, Al-Tabari and others, came up with another fabrication, that man had children and that man used to work hard every day and he take half of his income to feed his children and the other half he gave away as charity. The messengers did their part by sharing the message, whatever that was, to the people in clear words, as stated in verse 17. The secret believer also shares his heart with his people, asking them to believe in Allah. But somehow, they actually killed him. How did they kill him? All scholars of Islam disagree. Some said they actually stoned him to death. Others said they all jumped on him. One time, all the people of the city jumped on the top of him, and that's how they killed him. Then he was able to enter the garden, as stated in verse 26, when Allah stated, it was said, enter the garden. And here is what Mr. Habib said, according to Muslim scholars and according to the word of Allah in the Quran. I wish my people knew. Know what? In the following verse we read, he was thankful that his Lord forgave him, and he made him honorable. Allah ended the parable, which obviously from the interpretation of Muslim scholars, once again, it's not a parable. It's a made-up story Continuing in verse 28, Allah did not send down any troops from the heavens on those people. And once again, scholars disagree. Some said that Allah did not send any troops to share with them any new message to give them a second chance to believe in Allah. Or actually what Allah meant, He did not send any troops to fight them. And somehow Allah punished those people of that village or of that city. Somehow Allah punished them, as we read in verse 29. It was only a single shout, so they were extinguished. Once again, the same words Muhammad used in the Quran in other made-up stories. What about this one shout? That is how almost everybody dies in the Quran. For example, in Quran chapter 11, 67, we know that the people of Prophet Saleh, these are the people of Samud, were killed with one shout. In Quran 11, 94, the people of Medin, after Allah sent to them Prophet Shaib, were also died with one shout. The people of Lot in Quran chapter 15 verse 73, they also died with one shout. The people of the rock in Quran chapter 15 verse 83 also died with one shout. How about the people who came after Noah, and Allah does not even tell us who are these people? They also die with one shout, as you read in Quran chapter 23 and verse 41. And I need time to go on and on and on with the rest of the chapters of the Quran where somehow people die with one shout. This is the stories of the Quran, the repeated comedy of Allah and His messenger Muhammad. Where is the parable? In Quran chapter 36, there was no parable. Once again, it is a made-up story. Scholars made it a real story, and somehow they still represent it to the poor, naive Muslims as if it is a parable. And to continue our study of commentaries on the Quran, please join us again for the next broadcast. And until then, may the true God of the Bible continue to bless you and yours.
Perhaps the greatest fear that Muslims have is the constant insecurity that the Quran declares about heaven and hell. According to Islam, no one can know for sure if they will spend eternity with the Lord in heaven or suffering apart from Him in hell. Even Muhammad said that he did not know if even he would make it to paradise. Did you know that the Bible says that you can know 100% for sure that your soul will be with the Lord after death? God knows that it would be impossible to live a life of joy and peace if a person was always in doubt about their soul. God wants you to be sure. In fact, Jesus had to come to this earth and die on the cross so that you could know that you had eternal life. You see, our problem is sin, which is rebellion against the God who created us and loves us. God is perfect and holy, and He cannot allow sin into His heaven. We must have our sins forgiven and removed, and that's why Jesus suffered and died on the cross, to pay the penalty for your sins and for mine. Because of what Jesus did on the cross, God can forgive you. He can save you, no matter who you are or what you have done. God has done everything necessary to save your soul, but now the decision is up to you. Will you turn away from your sin and rebellion and trust Jesus as your Lord and Savior? Good works, church attendance, and baptism cannot get your soul to heaven, but Jesus can. The Bible says, "Whoever calls upon the name of the Lord shall be saved." Why don't you call out to the Lord right now? Perhaps saying something like this: "Dear God, I know that I'm a sinner and that I do deserve to be punished, but I believe that You sent Jesus to die for me, to pay the price for my sins. Right now, I turn away from my sin and I invite You to come and be my Lord and my Savior. Thank You for saving me. In Jesus' name, amen." Have you accepted the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior? Or perhaps you have further questions about Islam or Christianity? Why not take a moment right now and visit us online at www.thestraightway.org. That's www.thestraightway.org. May God bless you richly until we meet again right here on Revealing the Truth About Islam. This program has come to you by satellite on the VCY America Network. Please support the station which carries this program. Thank you.